Well, I'm partial to anybody named Bernie. That was my dad's name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And how much fun was this one compared to the others? I know we always want to compare.
Well, to be honest with you, this is the most exciting race I've ever been involved with.
Really?
Because it was big in a lot of different ways. It was big. So it was very rewarding for me.
And the trainer, Bob, I'm sure you must have been thinking, wait a minute, I didn't plan on him going out quite that fast.
Well, I mean, we want him to go where he's leisure, if he's comfortable, and the track was pretty fast today. So, Mike, you know, I just told Mike, I said, look, if they expect us to be in the lead, so make sure you're on the lead. So if they do that, they'll let you go, and hopefully, I'm hoping they're all thinking maybe the horse is tailing off. He's not going to be as strong as he is, but you know that's why sometimes you just gotta stay low key, stay quiet. And it worked out today.
But 45 and change and 109. What were you thinking?
No, when I went to 109, I wasn't really worried because I was watching Mucho Macho Man, and I seen Gary scrubbing, so I felt pretty comfortable there. And I wasn't really worried about Will Take Charge going by him today because, like what Bob says, if you know the horse, you know what Mike's doing. He gives him a little bit of breather at the top of the stretch, and I seen him there. I was pretty confident we were going to go on and win. But I don't ever want to get that confident where I'm going to jump up before the wire again. I almost blew that once before, but I won't even talk about that.
You know, if he would have gotten caught, it would have just been a devastating loss because he ran his heart out. He cut out all the fraction. He did all the dirty work, and he re-kicked. And to me, it was a performance of the ages for me. That's one of the top races I've ever won.
One more thing for both of you. I love the way you said he's part of the family. Why is this horse different?
Well, I don't know. It goes back from when we first bought him. I think we first bought him, and, I traveled. I had Bob look at the horse. He looked at him the first time. Yeah, I don't really like him. I said, go back and look at him again. I like that horse. They went back and looked at him, and we bought the horse. So we started, I knew Bob, but I became, a real good friend, best friends with Bob, and got to travel with him. So, I was let into Bob's family. We're like brothers. So the horse is part of us. So it's, Bob's trained a horse, and nobody else would ever train a horse for me anyway. But, that's the way it just grew. And, when you win, it's fun. But when you lose, you get a little bit disappointed. But, today was a special day because, like Bob says, after you don't win three races in a row, you don't get any respect. And, even when the horse won five races in a row, he didn't get respect. And today he's going to get some respect, And I'm a very competitive person, and I get carried away sometimes. And I was trying to maintain my sanity by not saying anything to people I heard talking bad about my horse. And I did. I made it. I made it through without saying something to somebody. So
winning does everything, doesn't it?
But it's
like our children. Yeah. When you talk about your horse, somebody's horse, you're talking about your child that he's ugly, and that's the worst thing you can do. But the thing is, me, I just let it run off my back. I don't worry. I know what I have,
right.
But I have to, as a trainer, I had to just stay cool, let them think that maybe, they're good horses in there. Maybe let them go. I said, let him go. Let him do his thing. He'll come back to us.
So can we make one more big cap, do you think? Is it possible?
It's up to the horse. It's not up to anybody else but him. If the horse says yes, then he'll be running. If he says no, then like Bob said, evaluate the horse. We're going to do whatever's right for the horse. It's not going to be whatever right for us because that's the way Bob trains all of his horses. It's what's right for the horse. It's not anything about money. It's about what's right for the horse.
But because he's 7 years old, how much of that is an issue?
I remember a horse ran at 211. Remember that horse?
Yeah.
Okay, we can go there, too.
Why not?
You never know. Anything can happen.
Exactly.
So, what horse is that?
John Henry ran 211?
No, he didn't run until
he ran to
9.
Yeah. But that's close enough. That's
11.
Pretty old.
No, there's 11. There's one horse.
You're not even 11 in 20 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.